We are on Ely Square, and we always like to have someone from the college, Lorain County Community College, stop by. Technically kind of in Elyria, even though obviously for the whole county. Mm-hmm. It's one of the great resources in the county. And here to talk about that, we have Steve Sefcik and also with us Cindy Kushner, who joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, before we get any further, tell us about this special recognition that was bestowed upon the college.
Sure. The Brookings Institute, which is a nonprofit research institute, scored Lorain County Community College the highest among all Ohio community college as far as the earnings for graduates in a recent value-added report that they conducted just a couple weeks ago. We got those results, right, Steve?
Correct.
So in a way of saying that the degree that they got turned into a career employment for the people who come through the college.
Right. Our degree came out as more valuable than others throughout the community college system in Ohio. And top rated.
And not just immediately, it meant 10 years down the road you were earning more because of your degree.
Because of your degree. Yeah. And, of course, it balances out with not having to spend a lot for that education that you may have at a different kind of a
absolutely. We keep we keep our costs as low as we possibly can.
But I would think that your university partnership really has a big part of why why it's come that way.
You know, the report did not indicate that, but one would think that just because it's so close and it encourages students to go beyond that associate degree because the bachelor's degrees are right here in their backyard.
And they don't have to spend additional money on room and board, and you know, you can live at home and work while you're here at home, so it saves a lot of money that way.
And we know, too, how Dr. Church makes it a priority to focus on jobs of the future.
Right.
All the cutting-edge technologies on campus.
That's absolutely right. There's a focus on the economy and providing those same types of supports that we provide students to businesses so that they can begin their business, grow their business, all those good things, and employ our graduates.
And a good thing about a community college, too, it offers that for people who are coming out of high school, maybe those who are looking to change careers or just to boost their own education that they've already had.
So it helps. Absolutely, all those things. And another increase is with our high school students. So we have among the largest enrollments with high school students who are earning college credits while still in high school. Somewhere near 20% of Lorain County graduates, our new high school graduates, graduate with some college credits before they graduate. Or throughout the state, it's about 5%. So here in Lorain County, it's significantly higher.
When you look at the different numbers, of course, I assume summer session is underway now?
Correct.
We do have another session that starts June 29th, and then a couple sessions in July as well. And then, of course, August 24th starts fall semester, just 68 days away. So we are in the middle of that enrollment period, and we would invite potential students to come on in and current students who have not yet enrolled for fall semester to come on in and get that taken care of.
Now, is that an in-person process, or is there online versions of how this is done?
Well, certainly we offer the online options in particular for returning students. But we encourage new students to come on in and do that first time in person. And then from then on, they could certainly do it on their own if they feel comfortable.
You want to show them the campus, right?
Absolutely.
Correct.
We want
Correct.
Them to be very comfortable and get to know us and meet some of their success coaches, advisors in person. I think that's a great way to start.
And they would do that on the first floor of the Bass Library facility.
In recent years, you've had some new construction projects on campus. Can you update us on what's new and what's finished?
Well, certainly the lab science building was, I don't know, that's been a little while now, but it's absolutely wonderful. The students are enjoying every nook and cranny of that building with the new labs that are in place there.
And that was so we were able to handle the higher or the upper level courses from a lot of the university partnership programs in chemistry and biology. It was kind of necessary, but it's a really cool building.
You know, another one I like is attending different events at the Spitzer Conference Center. You can have it catered by people from the Norton Culinary Arts Center right next door.
Absolutely. The Culinary Arts Center is just really a beautiful addition to the Spitzer. It's nestled between Spitzer and the Stecker Arts Center, so it really does provide a lot of support to both those entities, and the students are really doing some phenomenal work there. The leadership that we have with our faculty there is just spectacular, so it's really taken off nicely. And I know just this past spring they did sort of a capstone project where they invited the community in for a very high-end meal. I don't know how many courses it was, but had spectacular reviews. My in-laws, I know, they attended, and they couldn't say enough about it. They said it was just fabulous.
And also with the Stocker Arts Center this year, this past season, we added meals, dinner options for the Performing Artist Series, and that's going to continue again this season as well. So that's a wonderful added benefit that the culinary program has been able to provide for the Stocker patrons.
We're talking today with Steve Sefcik. Sorry.
That's already been called worse.
Where's Rob Belinsky here? He's going to bop me on the head for any time I have something to do with any of his clients that are here. Also, Cindy Kushner with Lorain County Community College. Cindy, one of the things I suppose you do is go out to recruit, right? You get the student, talk to people, get them to talk about the college. What are some of the things that you bring up to them that really makes them, you know, their eyes become wide and wonder, oh, this is a place that I want to be a part of?
I think one of the things I'm most proud of is really we make strong efforts to take good care of students, to understand what their challenges might be, so that if we know their learning styles, their challenges, if they know their learning styles, we can help sort of head some of that off and provide the supports needed so that they can be absolutely as successful as possible. So our enrollment services crew, the crew that works out of the marketing and outreach area, the career and academic advisors there, I think they do a phenomenal job. The faculty are really in tune to looking for those sort of warning signs to help students, again, navigate any barriers and such that they might come into play there.
What do you do to when they ask you, what's campus life like? What, besides the books and the school, what can I do there? What is there other involvement that sometimes
sure.
people want to be at?
Sure. I'm not sure how many clubs we have now, but there's a really good sized laundry list of those. Really, there's something for everyone there, and you're very encouraged to get involved in some way, whether it's the Student Senate, campus life that way, or if you're, you know, if you're following nursing, there's the Student Nursing Association, there's the computer game, the Gamers Club. So there's really a wide variety. If you're into health and fitness, there's certainly a lot of ways to become involved there. So I would just say get involved, because there's lots of opportunity. If there's something that you see is missing, start
theater
that club.
Groups, choral groups, if yeah. you like to sing and dance, we've got all kind of activities.
And you talk about theater and choral groups, the fact that you have the Stocker Center there, at times you also bring people in through there as well, and it's, you know, a first-class facility, so it gives them a chance to even see professionals or be one themselves.
Absolutely, and it's a great facility. I mean, it seats, you know, just over 900, so there's not a bad seat in the house, no matter what you're there to see. It's just fantastic, and we've had a lot of great performers over the years, and I know Janet Herman Barlow is in the process of scheduling this year's season right now. And
she's probably going to that conference that she talks about.
She's been to some.
Where
yes,
they have
yes,
all these people pitching their
things
ideas.
Things are getting finalized. Contracts are getting signed. So we'll be announcing in mid-July the series and a lot of the upcoming events. So it's an exciting time.
We do have one this Saturday, actually, out on the lawn there in the amphitheater with the Cleveland Shakespeare Festival. They're presenting a free performance, The Life of Timon of Athens, at 7 p.m. this Saturday, June 20th, again in the amphitheater. Bring your lawn chair or blanket, and it should be a really great show.
Always something happening there. I see the sign out front, electronic sign with all different things. We do different stories with people, and they may have a 5K or a race. So the property, the campus that you have there allows for that, too. So it is really a community.
It really is.
College, as the name says.
It's a great resource.
It's the community's college. One other thing I might just give a quick plug for this week is the National Week of Making. So those out there who really enjoy working with their hands or technology, I invite you to come in this week. Actually, any week, we have regular hours, open Fab Lab hours. For those who haven't been to the Fab Lab, it's really a way to again, get in there, use your hands, invent something. There's 3D printers in there. And I know a host of other tools for...
Right.
For
if you have a great idea, it's a great way to prototype it without going to a big expense of having to get it manufactured somewhere.
Right. And there's people in there to help you use the tool. So come on in, take a tour of it, get to know it. And again, it's open, free to the community, just like the library on the other side of campus. So come on out and enjoy us.
A lot of great resources for the community and for those who are looking for an education. 68, that's the number, Craig. I know usually we talk like the start of a sports season
68.
Or something. 68 days till the start of the fall.
What a good listener.
I was paying attention to that as well. I always like numbers. Names, not so good ones. Numbers, I'm okay with.
Yeah, that's okay.
Anyway. Well, we thank you for stopping in this morning.
Thank you.
Cindy Kushner and also Steve Sefcik with Lorain County Community College.